Hi guys, it's Real Talk with Tracy. I'm just really disgusted about dogs that keep getting put down at shelters. Good dogs, beautiful, amazing dogs that are dropped off or dumped or found on the street, or the family moves somewhere, or they have a baby, they don't want the dog anymore, or they get divorced or whatever it is. Dump the dog off at the shelter. And the shelters are now over full again. They're overflowing. During COVID, nobody could get a dog. Everybody was lonely. Everybody wanted a dog. And there was like no dogs in the shelter. I had a friend that was looking for a dog. Oh my God. She had to like look far and wide. And it was almost impossible to find a dog. Now there's dogs everywhere. Too many dogs. And dogs are being euthanized, and they call it euthanized. Basically, they're murdering dogs. They're killing off these animals, and a lot of them are just beautiful, wonderful, good animals. And there's not enough homes that are willing to take rescue dogs for the amount of rescue dogs there are. But people keep buying puppies. Puppies are so cute. They are, aren't they? They're just like little cute balls of fur. Just like a dreamy movie. And so many people buy puppies and don't know what the hell they're doing and think this is just going to be easy because the puppy's so cute. Puppy's so cute. Cute, cute puppy. And then the puppy is peeing and crapping and chewing up shoes and chewing up floorboards. And the people realize, oh, I have to go to work 8 hours a day and the puppy's alone. And, you know, why do I come home and my floorboards are chewed up? And why is the puppy chewing on my shoe and the puppy got in the garbage and the puppy swallowed something? And now we have to go and bring the puppy to the vet and, you know, the puppy needs a surgery and it's going to be $2,000 and I don't want to do that. So let's just get rid of this puppy. You know, this puppy's biting too much. I hear this all the time. Oh, they're nipping me. They're nipping me. They're biting me. They're aggressive. It's an aggressive puppy. No, it's a puppy. Puppies nip. Too many people not only get puppies, but have children. And I can say that looking at my parents. Too many people have children and don't know what the hell they're doing. And too many people get puppies and don't know what the hell they're doing. They just think at the moment it's cute, it's fluffy, it's fun, until it's not. And then a lot of these people that have zero heart will take these puppies out to the middle of the desert somewhere in Lancaster or Palmdale or a park or a vet's office. Just dump them. Just dump them off. Or they'll move. They'll move from their apartment and just leave all the dogs locked up inside the apartment and just, I don't know, will someone magically feed and water these dogs? And they just leave. Who are these human beings that are so screwed up in the head that they do these kind of things without any kind of guilt, any kind of feeling about another living thing? Shame on you. So, I found out about this puppy. Or no, this dog rather, Lotus, that was euthanized, basically killed, at one of the local shelters in the last 2 days. And I saw a picture of this dog and my heart absolutely sunk because from the picture, it just looked like a beautiful dog. It wasn't hovering in a corner. It wasn't hiding. It wasn't showing teeth. It was just there looking up. Hi. With the tongue hanging out. Hello. Probably an amazing animal that went to complete waste, that nobody got to love, all because of some stupid human that wound up dumping it off at the shelter. So I'm not saying shame on you if something comes up in your life and you really can't take care of your dog. But people just dump dogs off like
just throwing away a taco wrapper. Just gonna ball it up and throw it in the trash. You know, some people just throw it out the car. They don't even make it to the trash. They just treat animals like they have no value. And it makes me angry. And it makes me sad. And I think we're living in a pretty screwed up society that has no value. No value for many things. Not only animals, but people. But right now, I'm talking about dogs. So I see breeders because I love looking at pictures of dogs. I love dogs. I have a couple dogs. If I could have a ranch, if I could afford it, I would. I'd have 10 dogs. But my husband made it clear it's 2 dogs at a time and that's it. And I wanted to give my time at a shelter, maybe do some volunteer work, but I can't stomach playing with an animal and then knowing it's going to be killed if it's not adopted right away. The stress that that would put on me, I don't think I'd be able to sleep. So people are spending $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $3,700 on a certain puppy that's a certain breed, like it's a pair of Gucci slippers. And then they get it and realize, oh, it goes potty. Why'd it go in my house? It peed on my carpet. Oh my God, it's nipping at my heels. It chewed up my shoes. Oh, this isn't, oh, it vomited. Ugh, it the puppy vomited on the carpet. Oh, that's really disgusting. Do I have to clean that up? I guess. Oh my God. And the reality sets in of what it's like to be a dog owner. Just like when people have kids and they're just like, they don't want them. You know? Kind of similar thing. And it just infuriates me. So I took a picture of this beautiful black dog that I wish I would have adopted. I wish I could have saved it. But it's one of hundreds of thousands of dogs that are being euthanized all the time. And I put a posting, and I put it on Nextdoor, and a lady came to me and she said, why did you post this? I don't want to see this. And I said, I don't want to see this either. And that's why I posted it. Because if we turn our head to all the bad things that are happening in the world, nothing's going to get accomplished. It would be like, and I know this is a far reach, but I'm Jewish, okay? It would be like living during the times of the Holocaust and finding out that your neighbors are being gassed and put to death, and someone letting people know about that, and someone else saying, oh, that's uncomfortable. I just really don't want to see that. I'd rather not know. I'd rather not know about that. That kind of bothers me to know. Wake up! Wake up to what the hell is happening in the world. Where is your humanity? Where's your humanity? Stop buying puppies if you don't know what the hell you're doing. If you've never had a puppy and you have a job where you have to work every day and you can't be home, and you're not willing to do training, and you're not willing to take this puppy out before you go to sleep to go to the bathroom, and you're not willing to do what it takes to raise a blank slate, stop. Stop what you're doing, okay? A puppy isn't a pair of Gucci slippers. It's not the latest iPhone. It's not the latest, you know, Mercedes. People are buying these designer doodles, which I absolutely love. I love a doodle. One of the reasons I love a doodle, they don't shed. Now, I have 2 terriers right now. They shed all over the house.
I call it Whiskers of Love, but it's a pain in the ass. I have to vacuum a couple times a week. The hair gets everywhere. But you know what? I made a commitment to these dogs, and I'm going to see it through. One of my dogs is almost 16, and because of him, there's always little, like, hair bunnies floating around on the floor. I will vacuum, and then 2 hours later, somehow, there's, like, a little hair bunny floating around on my floor. Or I wake up in the middle of the night coughing because the hair, somehow he turned over and a little bit of hair let loose and it got in the air and I breathed it in. So yeah, doodles are great because they don't shed. But why would you have to pay $3,000 or $4,000 to get a puppy? Did you know that you can go to a rescue and get a doodle for almost nothing? Because people are giving them away. As fast as people are buying them, I don't know as fast, but every day I look at this one rescue on Facebook and there's one or two new dogs. This is just one rescue every single day of the year. And it's a doodle rescue. And people are just, some people die. The family doesn't want the doodles. They had two or three doodles. Okay, well now we have these three dogs. And they want to keep them together because they've been together for the last 5 years. And you got to find somebody that's willing to take three dogs. How hard is that going to be? So I am going to post the picture of this beautiful dog. And I really want you to look at it. It is a waste. It wasn't a mean dog. It wasn't an angry dog. It wasn't an aggressive dog. It was an adoptable, beautiful, lovable dog. Dogs are one of the best things in my life. I love having a dog, and I love everybody to have dogs if they know how to take care of them. But if you're not willing to put in the work, if you're not willing to put in the money, if you're not willing to put in the time, if you're not willing to put in the care, do not get one. Don't do it. And if you've never had a puppy, go get a rescue dog. Go get a puppy that was bought by someone who had good intentions for a moment that threw this dog away. Instead of this dog having to have an early death and not experience a beautiful life, go find your best friend at the shelter. You don't have to have the latest designer dog. You don't have to have a dog with a perfectly docked tail and perfectly pointy ears. And it doesn't have to have blue eyes or green eyes. Just go get a dog that has a good personality, that likes you, that shows an interest in you, that has a good character, that's not aggressive, just a nice dog that's going to be a nice companion. Everybody's like, what is it going to look like? It needs to look like this. No. And then those same people wonder, why am I single? Why can't I find somebody? Wow, Tracy, you've been married to your husband for almost 40 years. And here I am, and I don't have anybody in my life. That was my uncle before he died from brain cancer. He says, I want what you and Jay have. I go, what do you mean? Well, you guys have a great marriage. Why didn't I get that? I'm like, well, Uncle Steven, you had two or three great marriages. But he was so picky. He was so picky. If he would see like a dimple of cellulite, oh, he'd go running for the hills. These women that he dated had to look perfect on the outside. That was his thing. But he failed to realize that all these little imperfections are what make us human. I accept my husband with his imperfections. He accepts me with my imperfections. We are able to love each other and tolerate different things about our personalities. Because basically, I'd say 90 or 95% of the time, we're great together. So could he be a little annoying sometimes? Maybe. Can I be a little annoying sometimes? Yeah, for sure. But if you just go for looks, and that's your basis for finding a dog or a partner, you're doing yourself a disservice. Go for the character. Go for the personality. Go for the interest. You know, I've talked to friends. They dated someone. Oh, he was really great. But it didn't work out. Why? Oh, he was a little fat. Well, what do you mean? Like 20 pounds overweight. Okay. So, yeah, you know, he had kind of a poochy stomach. So, these are the people that are going to be alone. And you know these people. You know these people. I know you do. And what I want you to do when you hear this podcast is share it with these people. These people that keep wondering why the hell I'm alone. Why can't I find anybody? Why? Because you set your standards so incredibly high when you yourself are not a perfect person. Just like when you go to get a dog, you set these standards for a puppy. I want a puppy that doesn't nip. I want a puppy that doesn't bite. I want a puppy that's potty trained. I want a puppy that doesn't vomit. I don't want a puppy that gets sick. I don't want a puppy that barks too much. I don't want a puppy that scratches at the door. Okay, wake up. This is reality, people. These are breathing, living things. I started thinking about AI in China. What are they doing? They are building AI females that look just like women, that have skin on the outside and the inside, by the way, that feel just like women, because China has a shortage of women. Because it was all about keeping the male child and getting rid of the female child, because the male child was the one that was more valuable. That was the one that's going to take care of the parents and make the money. But the female children would just be adopted out or maybe even killed. Who knows? So now we have all these men in China and there's not enough women for them. So what are they going to do now? They're going to create AI robots that look and feel, supposedly, just like women. And you can program them. You can program them. They can clean your house. They can cook for you. They won't argue with you. They'll have sex with you. They won't complain about anything. And from what I understand from all these YouTube videos I'm watching, a lot of men over there that are lonely, they find this acceptable. It's not a real person, but they find it acceptable. So anyway, I'm getting off on a tangent. Thank you guys for listening. I'm coming up on 5,000 downloads. I appreciate your support. Please also check out my YouTube videos with the same name. Hi guys, Real Talk with Tracy. Please educate your neighbors and friends about dogs and puppies and the shelter. Please don't look away when you find out that these beautiful animals are being killed. Let's find a solution. And the solution is to limit the breeding and to fix a lot of these dogs. People are cranking these dogs out because these dogs are making people a lot of money. But a lot of these dogs are just being thrown away in the long run. So it's a very sad situation. Let's do something about it. All right, guys, you've been listening to Hi Guys, Real Talk with Tracy. Have a wonderful September coming up, 2023. Bye-bye.